Good morning. This is Commissioner Eric Boucher with my weekly address for you. I want to give special recognition to a young lady in Erie County named Brittany Whitestone. Ms. Whitestone is with the Merrill & Young Skilled Print Media Technician Competition. She has been awarded the privilege to represent the United States of America in an international competition at the World Skills Olympics competition in Kazan, if I'm pronouncing that right, Russia. She has learned her skills in printing with the help of her instructor, David Hutchinson. He is a teacher at the Carroll County Career and Technology Center, and I must say that her excellent skill in media print is a testament to the quality of work being produced by Air Career and Technology Center right here in Carroll County, and that we will have one of our young citizens representing Air Nation internationally in a Skills Olympic. So I want to give a big shout out to Miss Brittany Whitestone and both her parents for doing a wonderful job raising a fine young lady. And we wish her the best out there competing internationally in the Skills Olympic, representing not only Carroll County, but the United States of America. So way to go, Miss Whitestone. Also like to talk about Parks and Rec. Carroll County has an outstanding Parks and Rec system under the direction of Mr. Jeff Daggett, our director. He has recently put together a set of walking events where it's walk with the commissioners. Yes, folks, you'll be able to walk with your commissioner in a local park. The dates and times that we have laid out where you can meet your commissioner, have casual conversations, and walk around with him through the parks are as follows. Starting out on July 8th at 7 p.m., walk with Commissioner Boucher. You can come walk with me at Crimgold Park at 7 p.m. on July 8th. Next we have on July 10th, 7 p.m., you can walk with Commissioner Wance at Cape Horn Park. You'll have a great time with Commissioner Wance and converse with him. I'm sure he'd love to see you and hear from you. Now, these are very casual events, so you can come out with your water bottle, your shorts, your children, and go for a walk. The next will be July 16th at 7 p.m. with Commissioner Frazier at Westminster Community Park. Another great guy to converse with. Dennis is a wonderful guy, and you'll enjoy his company and conversation. Then we have on July 18th at 7 p.m., Commissioner Rothstein at Freedom Park. Commissioner Rothstein is a wonderful representative of the Freedom area, and if you have any concerns and want to casually talk with him, please come out there on July 18th and go for a walk with Ed. Wonderful guy as well. And then finally, the last walk will be July 23rd at 7 p.m. at Sandy Mount Park with Commissioner Richard Weaver. Another wonderful guy. We have a wonderful group of people here, and we're trying to make ourselves as accessible as possible at casual events. So I'll give a special thanks to Director Daggett for setting these events up so you can meet with your commissioners, go for a walk, and express your concerns to us. We'd be more than happy to hear from you and would love to hear from you. Also, in the avenue of Parks and Rec, Mr. Daggett is working very hard trying to expand our Parks and Rec services for our constituents. Not only the expansion of ballparks for little leagues and rec councils, which are very vital in childhood development and skills out there, good family events, but he is also looking for locations for expanding kayaking. Kayaking has become a great source of exercise and recreation for all ages. Whether you're a child or a senior citizen, kayaking is a great fun event to do. It puts you out in nature. I kayak a lot. I do the Monocacy River. We're looking at trying to expand kayaking on the Big Pipe Creek and Little Pipe Creek and the Double Pipe Creek. All these wonderful creeks that exist here in Carroll County are great for accessing with kayaking. And we as a Commissioner of Board Law, to help Mr. Daggett, are going to do everything we can to expand these resources for you to utilize. I personally have seen plenty of eagles flying around while I'm out on the river kayaking. Sometimes you're on the creek or a river, and you're not really that far from civilization, but it sure feels like it. It feels like you're on the Discovery Channel while you're floating down these creeks and rivers, seeing the nature out there. You'll see beaver, you'll see deer, and it's a low-impact thing. I know as someone who's over 50 now, I've given up the running as a recreation, and I really enjoy kayaking and fishing because it doesn't tear up my knees. That's a source for exercise for numerous other people. As Jeff refers to us as, we're epic now. We're not senior citizens. We're all epic. So he's doing everything he can to expand that service for you. We're also looking for new locations, potentially expand our park, to expand with our parks, to expand with the needs placed upon us with the demands of an ever-growing population. Also, another great thing is bicycle pedestrian master plan review. Director Lynn Eisenberg of Planning is putting together public forums for people to come out. The county planning staff will be available to respond to questions on the accepted plan at several community information forums throughout the county. The dates, locations, and times are as follows. And this has to do with the 2019 Bicycle Pedestrian Master Plan Review for public hearing, which means we're trying to expand the resources for people to ride bikes. The first hearing will be on August 1st at Mount Airy Public Library, 2 to 4 p.m., and then there'll be an evening of 5 to 7 p.m. The second hearing will be on August 6th at Hampstead Public Library, 2 to 4 p.m., and then the second at that same location from 5 to 7 p.m. And the third hearing will be on August 13th at Westminster Public Library, 2 to 4 p.m., and then 5 to 6:45 p.m. Once the public hearing on accepted plan will be hosted by the Carroll County Planning and Zoning Commission in September, then we'll move forward and wrap this up. This is a great opportunity for us as citizens to put our input about this plan and develop what will be our future recreation for us as we become epic. I would like to also mention that we had the privilege of hosting a forum Tuesday night at the Carroll County College in reference to three potential forms of government as our options for our county. We had individuals with expertise in the knowledge of code home rule, commissioner form of government, and charter government come speak to us and field questions on Tuesday night at the college. At that hearing, we were able to learn, or that forum, we were able to learn that in the future, if we do decide to go with a charter form of government, ultimately it resides in the citizens to determine how our government will be formed by what they articulate and write into that charter, which I refer to as our local constitution. I hear lots of people with a concern about an ever-growing size government, and if we have a county executive that they'll be all powerful and run the county all by themselves as a dictator, and that our taxes will be raised and that government will expand. All these things are legitimate concerns expressed by citizens and constituents. But ultimately, what we should walk away from that forum from, and as we learn this process going forward, is all those concerns that all of our citizens legitimately have will be addressed by the individuals that we appoint upon the Charter Rare Commission Board to write our local constitution. We do not want an all-powerful dictator as a county executive, and we as a conservative Republican county certainly don't want excessive taxation placing a burden upon our citizens and our businesses, which we know will ultimately destroy our economic development and cause people to flee our community. What's really critical is for us as citizens to have total faith in our fellow citizens to sit down and articulate and write out in the letter of law a constitution which is reflective of the citizens of our county and their conservative values. I always say that if we can't trust our own citizens to write our own constitution and govern ourselves as a Republican conservative county, then who can we trust? I have complete 100% faith in my fellow citizens that if they sit down and write our local constitution, it'll be reflective of the values and standards that we have as citizens in this county. Because ultimately, the success of our county doesn't depend on the form or structure of government we have. The success of our county falls squarely upon the shoulders of us as citizens. Each and every one of us as individual citizens collectively make up the greatness of Carroll County. It's not the form of government. It's the citizens that live here, and I trust that ultimately, with their citizens being as knowledgeable and mature as they are, will produce a very good local constitution that we'll all be extremely proud of and ultimately exist above the standard of our neighboring counties and not make the same mistakes that they had made in writing their constitution. So you, the citizens of Carroll County, I firmly believe in your ability to produce an excellent constitution and give this county the independence it deserves from the Maryland General Assembly. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.